USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two House committees are launching an investigation into the widespread cyber attacks on U.S. government systems. The attacks are thought to have been launched from Russia. A statement from House Homeland Security and Oversight Committees warned about potentially devastating consequences for U.S. national security. The Department of State, Homeland Security, and Treasury Secretary have all been targeted. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell indicated that Congress would, in all likelihood, miss a deadline, saying on the Senate floor that a rare weekend session was highly likely. The Kentucky Republican says a deal is close, but both sides have to keep their eye on the ball.
But I will say this, Mr. President, in my judgment, we're very close to a point that arises in every major negotiation. It's the point where each side faces a fork in the road. Do we want to lapse into politics as usual and let negotiations lose steam?
USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Doctors across the country expected to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine with 5 doses in each vial. But it turns out there are up to 2 extra doses per vial, which the FDA says are safe to use. Dr. Brooke Watts is a quality officer at the Cleveland Hospital. She tells CBS This Morning,
the manufacturer, as we understand it, was trying to be particularly cautious. They wanted to make sure that each dose was full and there was room for error. But what we've learned from our colleagues around the state and country is that if you follow the manufacturer's directions very specifically, you actually have 6 full doses in each vial.
At least 4 people are dead following a huge winter snowstorm that blasted the East Coast. Pennsylvania State Police saying 2 people died Wednesday in a crash involving over 30 vehicles on Interstate 80. Virginia Police saying a 19-year-old man died in a single vehicle crash on Interstate 81. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Senator Rand Paul said at a Senate hearing on election security that there were instances of voter fraud in the November election. The Kentucky Republican telling the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee that he believes allegations of fraud in the 2020 election are credible. Paul also challenges assertions by Chris Krebs, former CISA director, that the election was the most secure in history.
I think Krebs still doesn't understand what he's trying to say. If he's simply saying that it was a good election because it wasn't foreign interference and that his committee did a great job at trying to prevent foreign interference, I could accept that. But he didn't look at absentee ballots. He didn't look to see if dead people voted or non-citizens voted or if people voted twice. He didn't look at that. So from the very beginning, I always thought he should have clarified his statement to say it was the safest election with regard to what I'm in charge of, which is interference through the Internet. And I actually don't think that any election votes in 2016 or 2020 were changed by some nefarious third party in another country. I don't think that happened.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser eased her previous attendance limit on religious services after a lawsuit from the Archdiocese of Washington. The mayor's modification ends the 50-person cap on attendance and replaces it with a 25% capacity limit up to a maximum of 250 worshipers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.